Walter, still all too aware of what was happening to him, struggled against this fresh horror with no more success than against the last. He bent over with his hands on his thighs and his bleeding tongue stuck crookedly out between his lips, wavering wearily as the hemorrhaging muscles at the back of his mouth tried to support it. Once more he heard the scrabbling sounds as Mordred's front legs scratched at the legs of his denim pants. The spider's hairy maw closed over Walter's tongue, sucked it like a lollipop for one or two blissful seconds, and then tore it free with a single powerful wrench. Walter, now speechless as well as eyeless, uttered a swollen scream of pain and fell over, clutching at his distorted face, rolling back and forth on the tiles. Mordred bit down on the tongue in his mouth. It burst into a bliss of blood that temporarily wiped away all thought. Walter had rolled onto his side and was feeling blindly for the trapdoor, something inside still screaming that he should not give up but keep trying to escape the monster that was eating him alive. With the taste of blood in his mouth, all interest in foreplay departed Mordred. He was reduced to his central core, which was mostly appetite. He pounced upon Randall Flagg, Walter O'Dim, Walter Paddock that was. There were more screams, but only a few. And then Roland's old enemy was no more. 6. The man had been quasi-immortal, a phrase at least as foolish as most unique, and made a legendary meal. After gorging on so much, Mordred's first urge, strong but not quite insurmountable, was to vomit. He controlled it, as he did his second one, which was even stronger, to change back to his baby self and sleep. If he was to find the door of which Walter had spoken, the best time to do so was right now, and in a shape which would make it possible to hurry along at a good speed. The shape of the spider.